This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shot with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes. Today, it's Tuesday. Hey, you know, today's a big day.
Huge day.
You know, you don't know why. You're thinking big day, my thinking big day.
I'll tell you why it's a big day.
Okay, let me hear.
Is it a real college? Big day.
Big day.
Mets in Atlanta. Big day.
Big night.
Big night.
Aaron Judge, what's happening
with the right big toe broken?
What's happening with that toe? But you know also why today, big day?
No bananas.
No bananas, but you expected the no bananas.
Yeah, Tuesday, you're parking in the lot.
Tuesday in the lot. Don't pass the banana guy. today, quarterfinal day.
Oh, French Open.
Yeah. I got Alcaraz and Tsitsipas.
That's a big one.
That's a big
match.
Well,
you did say before the tournament started that Alcaraz was...
He's my guy.
Was your guy.
I think he's going to win the whole thing. Now, how about this?
He's got to be Djokovic, though.
If they both win today, Tsitsipas tough match. If they both win today, we'll be able to watch some of the Djokovic match here a little bit later.
Oh, great.
Yeah, 7:15. I know you'd be excited.
RJ, you ready
I'll
for
get
that?
Right on that.
Yeah. Brandon,
right
as a matter of fact, if you could be a deer and get the French Open on, I'd appreciate that.
Aye, Captain.
Did you say aye, Captain?
He's a pirate now.
If they both win, Djokovic, Alcaraz, during the show Friday.
Oh, great. Great. Should we bring in a third host?
You might want to bring in a second host because I think I will do nothing if that's the case.
No, that'd be a great match.
That'd be a great.
I'll be paying attention to that. Maybe we should just bring in Grasso and we'll just
because he could go on forever.
Right, we'll just sit around.
You know what?
I'm not
opposed to it.
Well, you can't have voices. Can't have Dave in here because all you'll be hearing is
oh boy. Oh, boy! By the way, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations, enormous locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. We'll get to the Aaron Judge toe injury in just a moment. I think one of you guys, I forget who it was, sent the text in the group chain last night about Hard Knocks. Today, it's June 6th. When are we going to get a team for Hard Knocks?
I think when the Jets agree to it is when we'll get a team.
So they are...
Chicago doesn't want it. I'll tell you what, as a Jets fan, I don't want it.
I understand why you wouldn't. If you're a Jets fan, you don't want it. Anybody else that walks the planet wants the Jets to be the Hard Knocks team.
The NFL wants the Jets to be the Hard Knocks
team. I want the Jets to be the Hard Knocks team.
I mean, look at the teams that are in the mix to be on Hard Knocks.
I have zero interest to watch Chicago. None.
None. And Chicago doesn't want it. Arizona.
Didn't we just do Arizona? Or did
they
like
did the
mid-season.
Mid-season.
I don't need to. What is the draw with Arizona? The rehab of Kyler Murray?
No,
this new sound effects head coach?
Nothing.
What do I need Arizona for?
There is no draw.
Good. They don't even have DeAndre Hopkins anymore.
No, it's the Bears. No, it's not Arizona. It's the Bears, Saints, Jets, and Commanders.
All right, hang on now. Bears, no interest.
Saints.
Saints, you know what? I want the Jets, but Saints has a little juice. I mean, their expectation is good. Who's the third one?
Commanders. No.
No. And
no,
Jets.
The Jets is the obvious choice.
Obvious choice. So you think the Jets don't want to do it and that's the holdup here?
The Jets are already doing their own kind of behind the scenes.
Their in-house thing?
Yeah, their in-house thing. But
they can probably
of that,
control the narrative with that.
Right, and they also can control who's on it when they want to be on it. But, I mean, you got to understand, too, like most of this Hard Knocks is going to involve who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is already being pulled in 5 million directions. That's who everyone wants to talk to. Every interview request, every sit-down is for Aaron Rodgers. So you want to have all of that, and on top of this, have cameras following him around? No. I wouldn't want it.
Well, I understand 100% why they wouldn't want it.
You can say it's not a distraction, but it's a distraction.
It is, of course. What's the positive from the Jets' standpoint?
I don't think there is a positive.
Exactly that. There's really no positive.
They're already the talk of the NFL. The positive is for them, they go out and win. And hopefully compete to win a
right. But I'm
Super
saying
Bowl.
If they're going to be there filming Hard Knocks, what's the positive for the Jets? There's no positive.
No, because you don't need it. There's no positive because you don't need it. You're already the talk of the NFL. You don't need it.
Absolutely.
Any of the extra.
Is that weird for you? I mean, you are, it's like, oh, the Jets. I mean, remember that movie with Adam Sandler? It's like, oh, the Jets and the bleeping Jets. And it's always, is it weird for you to be the team that's the talk of the league in a positive way?
Let's go to eat a snack.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's unfamiliar territory.
Do you like it?
I do like it. I like having, rather than being, wouldn't you like it? I mean,
no.
You'd rather be known as, all the conversations about how dysfunctional you are, or that
sure,
you're actually
of course,
a
I'd rather
team
be,
that can compete.
But I'd rather just fly under the radar and all of a sudden I'm a good team. Like Kansas City, every they are the team every year that you have to get by to win the whole thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, them and Cincinnati now. Yeah, but there's something to be said about actually having a team with legitimate expectations. I think it should be all the time. But, I mean, to go from where we were at last season to now, I mean, you remember what we were dealing with last year, though, man. With all the Zach Wilson talk, there's no quarterback. You got the guys wearing Mike White t-shirts to now all of a sudden having one of the best quarterbacks of all time with a team that, depending on the NFL analyst that you listen to or that you trust, has as good a chance as any in the AFC to potentially get by Kansas City. How could you not be excited about that? I think it's probably more than a minority of Jets fans just have this way about them,
yeah,
this negativity
and I
about them that feel like because we're Jets fans, it's not going to work out, that we're not going to have the success that everyone's expecting, but I can't approach the season like that.
No, nor should you. But I do understand the Jets fan that launches themselves into feeling like that. Like I do, that does make sense to me. Like you've been beaten over and over and over and over and over again. Someone walks out with a belt, you're nervous,
right? Yeah, you're gonna be in the corner. So yeah, I get it. But like this should be this should be something that as a Jets fan you're enjoying, because this doesn't happen to us all the time. Like the thought of when this whole process started. And you started, owner comes out talking about, we're a quarterback away and we want to take a big swing. The thought of Aaron Rodgers eventually deciding to be a New York Jet didn't seem, we wanted it to happen, but it didn't seem real. They're like, come on, the good thing like this is not
right.
going to happen to us.
Right, we never get nice things.
And, on McAfee, my intention is to play for the Jets. Everyone's like, did that? Let me rewind that. Did he just say that again?
Yeah, he wanted to be. How many times, realistically, in your lifetime, we'll get to the baseball in a moment, how many times in your lifetime has a superstar wanted to go to, forget about even the Jets, a team you root for? Mike Piazza.
We had Piazza. No, with my Islanders, Panarin decided he would take less money to go play with the Rangers.
Right. I guess Carmelo.
Melo. Yeah, but even the whole Melo thing wasn't the right way.
No. Of course not.
That was kind of like, hey, I want my money. So if it's not you, it's gonna be Brooklyn because I'm not gonna wait till free agency.
And you're gonna have to dismantle your franchise to bring me in.
I think the wild part about the whole thing and why I had such a hard time believing it was when you look at how the entire thing started.
What is happening?
I have no idea. I feel like I'm in a dream right now. Oh, because he's got kickboxing. It looks like he just came from kickboxing. It's Don LaGreca, by the way. The hardest thing to believe, and I had this conversation with my wife the other day, is so the Brett Favre situation, right? They draft Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
That relationship from the beginning is not great. Eventually, they decide to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre wanting to get to Minnesota, can't, so he ends up with the Jets. How it worked out where now Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay.
Right.
They trade up to get Jordan Love. That whole thing falls apart. And I'm like, there's no way. He hated Brett Favre.
Same, he's livid. It's like Groundhog Day,
yes,
isn't it?
That he's going to do the exact same thing as Brett Favre?
It is like Groundhog Day. All right, by the way, today, June 6th, did you order your YouTube TV?
I did yesterday.
I did not. Did you do? I did not yet. I have the day. I have today. Listen.
You had me so nervous that the second I got home, I said to Cassie,
glad.
Let's do this.
So you did it as a
it's
couple?
It's expensive, dude.
Oh, no.
Well, because you got to get the base package, too.
How much is the base package?
I think it's $72 a month.
A month.
Plus the...
How much is
the football pack?
How much is the $300 for the
yeah.
football? So you're spending $72, $10, about $900, and then another $300. So you're spending $1,200 a year to be able to watch the football,
right?
Because there's
and
no
I don't
reason
think I'm going to use anything else.
Probably not. So there's no reason for you to have YouTube TV except for the football. $1,200 a year.
I think the only reason I'll use it is probably for the show because I have the ability to watch YouTube TV and what's on YouTube TV on my computer.
Well, that's nice.
Right. So if there's something in the morning, we come in and I need to record and
like
watch
the French Open, something like
anything.
That.
Anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you ordered.
Ordered,
and
done.
And was it a stressful process?
No, because I didn't do it.
So Cass did it.
She did it. I told you. That is on the list of things we do, that is on her list. I was smart enough to realize that early on, don't pretend like you're doing something else when the guy comes over and explains the smart home.
Right.
Which isn't very smart. So I have nothing. I have no idea how it works.
No idea.
None.
So if she were to ever up and leave you, you would be helpless.
With the TV situation, yeah.
In addition to heartbroken, absolutely
heartbroken,
helpless.
Heartbroken, yeah. I'd probably be destitute at some point.
Think so. Like the guy you saw this morning.
Not that. I don't think I would be naked going to the bathroom on the corner of 65th, but...
In that ballpark. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So, baseball, I got to tell you, I loved it. And the hockey game was a bloodbath.
Bloodbath.
I loved having no sports last night. Loved it. Because the hockey was 4-0. I was done with that. You know what we did? We started Ted Lasso last night.
Oh, nice.
The final season.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I finished Succession last night.
I heard the ending was very interesting. Don't ruin it for me, please.
The season wasn't great.
No?
No.
So I every once in a while, I enjoy a no sports day.
Well, see, because you look at it as a no sports day. I looked at it as I could actually sit and really focus on the hockey game.
Right, but I'm sure you didn't feel the same way. 4-0, I'm out.
That game was over.
I'm done.
That game was over.
So, yeah, we started last. So, tonight, sports in its
we're back.
Full form, right?
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Yankees, White Sox, Mets, Braves. I don't know, Carrasco. I know he's been good.
He's been good.
He's been, two starts, very good. It's a different animal.
Well,
though.
The starting pitching's been good. Outside of Senga's last start, the pitching staff has been good.
When he went 2 2/3, no good?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not in his first test with regular rest.
I'm always, when the Mets are good, I'm nervous to play the Braves in Atlanta.
Well, because the Braves are one of the best teams in baseball.
They're a juggernaut, is what they are.
Yeah, they're solid. You have your hands full, especially with the way the series you're coming off, how bad that was against Toronto. Did I get the numbers for that 6-game homestand? And remember, 6-game homestand, they swept Philly.
But they didn't score a lot of runs.
And they got
series.
Swept by the Blue Jays.
Right.
So during the 6-game homestand, as a team, they batted 177, scored 2.5 runs a game.
And went 3-3.
And had a 133 average with runners in scoring position.
Well, I think you said yesterday they were, 0-19 with runners in scoring position?
Yeah.
Against Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's putrid.
It's awful.
And it's not like Toronto's some special team.
No. Did you see what Manoah did last night?
Manoah stinks.
Stinks right now.
What, did he go a third of an inning and allow 7 runs?
Oh, yeah.
How about
to the point where he's so dead. The ball
what
is
happened
coming
to him?
Did you see the ball coming down the third baseline?
No.
He's trying to blow it out. He's trying to blow it out.
One of those?
Yes.
Did you see RJ yesterday? So he's talking. He goes, did you pick up? I think his name is Andrew Abbott. Did you pick up Andrew Abbott in fantasy? I said, no, I don't even.
He pitched well.
Pitched great.
Yeah.
So RJ's living like a king.
This is what he
fat
does.
Fat on the hog.
This is what happens.
He's a smart guy.
He went to the gym yesterday.
Well, he's got to work off those tacos.
Oh, come on.
What?
It's 5 tacos.
Listen,
the man's allowed to have a cheat day.
Of course. I love RJ.
I give him credit. With my first, with Milo, I gained like 45 pounds.
He hasn't had a kid yet.
Yeah, but I'm saying no. During the process, because...
Oh, because Kathy...
The pregnancy weight. She wants to go to IHOP? Let's go to IHOP. Want to go pizza? Let's get pizza.
I saw one of Angie's cousins that we don't see all that often.
You don't like him?
No. She's great.
Oh.
But I hadn't seen her in a few months. I mean, I see her just not a ton. She looked at me and she goes, huh, thought you'd be fatter by now.
Oh, really?
I go, why, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's a compliment, big time compliment.
So you know what I like about her? She's an honesty broker.
Right.
Yeah, she was like, you know what? RJ, going to let himself go.
I'm surprised that people thought that of you.
Well, it's because he's so loving and caring that, I mean, you want to be all in with your wife. So if your wife wants to have
But I don't think Angie's put on a ton of weight. I don't think Angie's
eating
like...
Well, it depends. No, I mean, how much weight do you think Angie put on, RJ? Is she big?
Oh, be careful.
Stomach-wise?
Be careful.
No, stomach-wise.
I can be honest. I think she's gained, I could say, because we're at the end, literally, I think, like 29,
that's
30,
nothing.
30 pounds.
That's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
I think my mother gained 80, almost 90 pounds with me.
Which is dangerous.
Which is humongous.
Sherry gained almost 80 with Ben.
Yeah.
Because she was so sick. So all she could do was eat bagels and bread.
Cassie had bagels in her pocketbook. Because she would get nauseous, and she'd be like, I need something. So she'd pull the bagel out of her pocketbook.
So, Mets Braves tonight, Carrasco and Elder. Oh, and no problems. Elder comes in with a 3-0 record and an ERA of 1.92. That's wonderful. And then White Sox and the Yankees, Giolito against Clark Schmidt. So the big thing we sit here and we wait on is Aaron Judge. What's going to happen with the toe? And we'll hopefully get an update later on Nestor Cortez.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not even our next guest. He's the best guest.
You actually, I think yesterday when I asked the question and get to know you, who would you pick if there was one person in the entire world?
I did not hear this, no.
Entire world?
Yes.
Anybody? Celebrity, athlete, anybody that you could host a show with, if it wasn't us, who would it be? Don LaGreca.
Yep.
For Dave.
It's true.
I'm right back at you.
And he went Howard Stern, and I said, that's fine. LaGreca's the best.
No, it's gaudy. I
get it.
What do
you mean, gaudy?
Flashy.
No, it's fine. I was trying to play the game the right way.
I played the game beautifully.
All I know is we scared the pinhead suits to death when we did a show together. It was so good. It rolled. It was funny. But they got scared because they have no respect for either of us. We're just two of the same people. You know, we're two completely different human beings, but they think, oh, you're two the same. You can't both do a show together.
That's right. You both know sports.
Oh, you're like both Giant fans. You're both Met fans. You know, you're both the psychotic fans.
It's redundant.
It's entertaining is what it was.
Not
what
it would be.
Well, no, we split you up and put you on the two separate shows.
Which is fine. And I adore the spot that I'm in now. But the question was, we have a segment. I think John Winthrop, our management now, came up with this. He said, we're going to play a game called Getting to Know You. So RJ creates these questions. And one of the questions yesterday is, if you could do a show, not one show, continue a show day after day at this hour, 6 to 10, who would you choose? I chose you for numerous reasons. A, I know we get along.
Yeah.
B, I know the content would be excellent.
Sure.
C, the stress level would be at a minimum. How many shows have you done where you're hosting with a former athlete and they don't know what the hell are they talking about?
It would be easier to just carry him around the room. Seriously. literally. I mean, seriously. They don't,
like on your shoulders around
because,
the room.
Because, full disclosure, I think that's what makes this show great and our show great. Is that they'll just think, just because you played, they'll just throw you on.
Sure, and you'll be great.
Or right. I remember I had a program director tell me, I when I first started this radio station, I was the guy that auditioned all of the new talent, but never was going to get a chance to work with those talented the people. And they ran out of people. So they came into me and says, do you know any writers? I said, yeah, I know writers. What do you want writers for? We need talk show hosts. I was like, well, they got to be writers? Right. Well, what am I doing here? You know, I just didn't.
So they never, it never dawned on them that you could host a show?
No. No, I could host a show, but not at the level until it happened, finally. But there's zero bitterness. But I do appreciate working with you. I've said that you're pound for pound the best talk show host at this radio station, and maybe not in the whole city. And it drives Michael crazy because you're better than Michael.
You think? Wow.
Wow. RJ, you're probably going to have to clip that.
So maybe. You think I'm a better host than Michael?
Now, all around, like I say pound for pound because I can put you in any situation. And you could talk tennis.
Sure.
You could talk golf. You don't enjoy it. But
golf not so good.
But not so good.
I can scrape by with the golf.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. It's a hackneyed, ridiculous activity. So why? But all four majors.
Yeah.
You're a fan of all four, right? And you're passionate, and that's great. So pound for pound.
Sports great.
Like the Roy Jones Jr.
Sure.
Human interaction.
Yeah. He thinks I'm like bordering on some kind of...
No, I don't think it's bordering. I think it's spectrum-ish.
It's like morning cake. It's the same thing with me, too. It's like, oh, Don, you're awkward, and you're socially you can't just get along with people.
You're just sitting with the tailgate. He's having a full conversation with somebody, and then he just turns around and goes, okay, bye-bye. Well, because the game was starting.
And just walked away.
We were in the parking lot, and we're ensconced in constant conversation, and then I looked at my watch, and it was like 12:52.
Oh, God.
Game started at 1. I was like, okay, goodbye.
All right,
I
want to get in. Let's not forget the reason you're there, right?
You know what? Because all these gays and fans, these people that want to hobnob with us, and Rick, of course, just wants to drink like lemon juices with alcohol, you know, squirted in them. I want to watch the game.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's Mets Phillies.
Exactly.
You hear what he did to Joe Leo? Guy who's producing the Saturday show?
I didn't.
He can't take anymore.
No. I'm being sincere. I think you will side with me.
Who the hell are you?
I think you'll side with me.
Ugh.
So I'm there, and the turnout was unbelievable. All people wanted pictures and autographs and you know, shaking hands and kissing babies. So it's like, how are you? Nice to meet you. How are you? Nice to meet you. Great. You know, how my dad loves you. Oh, great. How are you? Nice to meet you. Shake hands. You know, give him a hug. The whole thing. Can you sign this? Sure. Next person. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Would you like an autograph? It's Joe Leo. I never met Joe Leo.
Well, if you never met him, then what is he supposed to do?
I didn't know what he looked like. I've worked with him, but that's when I've been doing shows at home down the line.
Yeah,
I never met the guy. So he's making me feel guilty that I introduced myself and I was, you know, playing the game with Joe Leo.
Is it any worse than we were playing, real or not real with the night board ops with Michael? And I said, Harvey Cruz. And he goes, oh, that's not real.
Oh, no.
He's not real. So that's a lot worse.
Well, but he worked with Joe Leo.
But he didn't see him.
Thank you.
And
you
know Joe has that kind of fan look to him. Like, if you didn't know any better, you just think he's Joe Leo. How would I possibly know? How could he know?
Well, here's the worst part. Poor Joe Leo brought his girlfriend, and I'm sure he was telling his girlfriend the entire time, yeah, you get to meet the guys.
That's not my fault.
I work with Dave.
Use it as a way to kind of springboard. You know, just look back at that time, say, I need to be better. I need to do better.
Hey, kid. Want an autograph?
Well, I didn't know. You can make fun. Listen, there's a trillion things to make fun of me for. I'm hanging on by a thread here, Donnie.
I didn't realize it was that desperate a situation.
I'm waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day.
I know.
We're on no sleep. I mean, you're up today. How you feeling? You feel terrible.
I haven't slept since I took a nap yesterday after kickboxing. So this stupid colonoscopy, it was a 6 o'clock hit and then a 2 a.m.
which I've never heard of.
I figure, you know, I'll watch the game. Game got out of hand. I'll doze off. I can't fall asleep because if you put like, I got to get up at a certain time, I'm shot. I can't sleep. So, but I'm going to get some very interesting, fun sleep in a couple hours. Then no, the colonoscopy sleep's the best. It's the Michael Jackson drug.
Yeah, but you're getting both though. You're going that mouth.
Yeah, but I'm not going to.
He's not going to know.
I'm not going to know.
No, I know.
You're going to wake up. It'll be done. It's going to be sensational. So let's talk a little sports here.
Yes, please.
Mets. I'm at the verge where here's the thing. I just don't think they're very good.
They're average. Yeah. They are the definition of average. I heard you saying the other day, with like 10-10, 20-20, 27-20, they're 30-30. Yeah. That's what they are. And then what happened this weekend, all of a sudden they were able to get pitching outside of Senga, and then they can't hit. And listen, Senga shouldn't have killed him. He was out in the third inning, but they only gave up four runs until the two-run home run for Belt. Middle relief is awful. Offense is inconsistent. Starting pitching's got me worried. And I'm tired of hearing, well, it's early. All right, well, fine. I got the highest payroll in baseball. We're 60 games into the season, and you're average. And they'll go out there, and they'll take 2 out of 3 from Atlanta, and then what? What's going to happen? They'll lose 5 in a row. Like, it's one step forward, one step back, very average. And don't tell me, oh, well, it's still early. They can get the third wild card. Is that what we build? To settle for the sneak in 3 road games playoff?
We thought this was going to be a team that competed for real stuff. And it's just, I mean, come on, Dominic Leone. I mean, Nagasic. What do we do? Well, Billy Epler, and we talk about this all the time. I think he might be terrible.
Well, it's on the table, isn't it? What is the great move?
There is none.
What's the stunning move? Was it rough last year?
No,
was it Vogelbach last year?
It was dreadful, his deadline.
Now, listen, he got stuck with the Correa because that was late, so they really didn't have a direction to go with that extra money they thought they had to spend. But still, a bullpen is tough to build, but it's a big boy league now. Let's go out and get something done here with this bullpen. And I know Diaz got hurt, and that kind of screwed things up.
But the bullpen's been good to back in.
But still, when you've got Senga is going to give you 3-4 innings, and I got Peterson pitching, and I've got McGill pitching until Quintana comes back, I'm going to need to get 12 outs out of that bullpen. Even with Diaz, there's going to be an inning where I'm going to have to go to the soft underbelly of that bullpen. I'm going to get exposed. So and you look at their schedule, guys, they kind of had a pretty easy way of it. They haven't had to play a ton of games. The one series against Atlanta pretty much all got rained out. They own Philadelphia, right? They already played the A's. That West Coast trip was no big deal. They caught the Dodgers at the right time. The A's were terrible.
Look at the teams they've played in
Colorado, Chicago. These
they've lost
teams
to Cincinnati.
They've Cincinnati. Yeah,
lost to all of those teams. Well, now they play the big boys or the bigger boys, and there's a real
maybe
they'll
bring the
concern.
Best out of them. I think it could be a fun summer between Judge and Alonso if Judge can stay healthy with home runs. But I was expecting more, and I'm a little disappointed.
So this is a sad moment here. We got to say goodbye.
Well, Donnie has big time appointments.
He's
today.
Got big appointments, and RJ, he's a stickler for the clock, as you know.
Well, yeah, so clock integrity. It's clock very integrity. Important. You didn't even have to have me. Thank you. I was really
we
excited.
Love you.
To
we
see
you.
I'll never get to see you guys.
We're so excited.
Hopefully, I'll see you on the 29th of July for softball. I haven't heard from you.
I think
Rich's
I can. I think I can
around.
Do the 29th of July.
I
plus, I got a bet going. So, $100 on Raymond did a home run in the
a home
bet.
Run. Have you seen Raymond?
Have I seen Raymond?
Have you seen him try to swing
$100? Why aren't you making $1 million?
No,
he's
going to
lose.
I'm betting that he hits the home run.
What are you, nuts?
Against Dave. I trust.
I mean, listen, no, Ray, yeah. I love you to tears, man. Yeah. But, you know, can we make contact? Can we do baby steps?
Raymond, I'm telling you.
A home run?
No one believes in you but me, Raymond.
But this
nobody.
Is, no, this is apparent.
Can
this
we work
apparent.
With him?
Sure.
No,
let me work.
No.
You could have Charlie Lau come from the grave and start hitting with him, and
Tom
I don't think it would make it.
Yeah. I'm going to work with Ray.
Kevin Long can work with him.
It's not a big deal to hit a home run, so. We're going to make this happen, Ray, okay?
Let's do it, buddy. Come on, $100. Come on.
I'm going to have you donate the money. I don't want it. I'm going to
win
you to donate it to like a fund.
I'm going to win the money.
We'll start a fund.
Raymond's going to go to the cages.
Okay.
You know what? Rick's convinced me. I'm going to match it.
See?
Well, you're in $100 too?
Yes, Raymond.
But I want to work with him, though.
You can move in with him. It's not going to matter.
No, I just think there's a misunderstanding. Santiago, it's just a misunderstanding. He just doesn't know how to do something.
Right, he's a good athlete.
He's chasing the pitch. It's slow pitch softball. It's not an exact science. He just needs to wait. He's chasing the ball. He loses all of his leverage. If he just waits on the ball, swings level, gone. I'm telling you.
Helen Keller would have a better chance.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, and that woman didn't have the vision.
Yeah, no.
No,
she's
blind.
You're
I know.
You're making it worse. You're making it so much worse.
It's just, it's accurate. He struck out three times swinging.
I know, but we're going to work with him.
Okay. All right, listen, we love you. Good luck today.
Good luck.
We'll be thinking about
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Yesterday, when I asked the question and get to know you, who would you pick? Anybody that you could host a show with, who would it be? Don LaGreca.
Yep.
Or Dave.
Right back at you. I've said that you're pound for pound the best talk show host.
I appreciate
at this
that.
Radio station, and it drives Michael crazy because you're better than Michael.
Wow.
Pound for pound.
Sports great. Human
Love
interaction.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
People. He's listening with the tailgate. He's having a full conversation with somebody, and then he just turns around and goes, okay, bye-bye.
Well, because the game was starting.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show, well, you could probably recite this along with me. You know it so well. It's driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations. In Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. I still don't understand why you're bothered. The game was nearing start time, and I said, I have to go now. And you're like, how socially awkward are you?
No, I left before you. I lost in cornhole, and then it was, I think, 12:45.
Right.
And I said, I want to make sure I get over there. So unlike you, I didn't have my buddies, and my father-in-law just said, okay, bye-bye. I said, hey, fellas, time to go.
So here's my question.
Which is completely
here's
different.
Here's my question now, though. If you had already started your journey into the stadium, how did you know that I said, okay, bye-bye?
Because RJ told me.
Oh.
I wasn't standing. I wasn't lurking next to you.
RJ, you little rat. So that's what you do? So you tell Rick, listen to this, Rick. This is how funny and humorous this is. Listen to what Dave did. That's what you do?
I think I told it on the air.
I think you did tell him on the air, yeah. He doesn't pay attention. He's probably watching the French Open.
Yeah, you definitely
Speaking of the French Open, Raymond, hello?
Well, maybe Helen Keller can handle it for you.
That nastiest thing you've ever said.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
nastiest.
That was risky to take that shot at Raymond because you have no idea how to change the TV channels. Zero.
I'll go in there. I'll just start pressing buttons.
You don't know what buttons to hit.
It doesn't matter. At some point,
not the first time you heard that.
Yeah, cute. Even a broken clock. At some point, I'll start pouring water and everything. See if that works. It
fix the computer.
You can shut off all this equipment. Go for it.
You can't. I mean, you can't look past the Helen Keller remark and give me some tennis, please.
Can't look past Helen Keller.
I mean, it was innocuous remark about a woman who they made a movie about that woman.
Yeah, not about her hitting home runs in softball.
She was deaf and blind.
And mute. Yeah, and she still was functional.
Is this your apology? What's happening?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Right. All right.
Give me the music.
No,
you don't need the music. Go for it.
Raymond? I got swept up in the moment. Don was here. I was probably trying to impress him. I don't see him all that often.
How is Don going to be impressed by a Helen Keller
shot? I thought the
shot?
Remark was witty and clever, and I think I overstepped my bounds.
You really want this tennis on.
Castellanos, long fly ball.
So I apologize. You know how I feel about you, and I should have said nothing about comparing you to a deaf, blind, and mute woman.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
You know exactly how he feels about you, Raymond. Dumbest on the show, Raymond.
We've known this forever.
Who would you fire? Raymond.
This isn't new.
Who plays softball like Helen Keller? Raymond.
This is why you can't be offended. It's been going on the entire time.
Also, can you put on the Tootsie Pops, Matt?
Yes. It all makes sense.
He doesn't play till this afternoon. If you could put on either one of the women's matches or the Alcaraz match now, I would greatly appreciate
that. I'll see if I can do it with my eyes closed and also with the headphones turned all the way up so I can't hear anything.
All the way up or all the way down?
No, this way it drowns out everything so I can simulate being deaf.
I think that way he couldn't hear you, I guess.
That might be a bonus.
That's
for
a
him.
Benefit. That's a benefit.
Probably a benefit.
Is this where we are, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, bye bye.
I'm sorry. What do I have?
Quit.
You want
quit
a pastry?
Again.
You want a chocolate croissant? What can I get you?
No, I'm good.
Croissant.
You want me to call Brandon and make him drive into the city to go get you a bagel? The Fakakta intern. I'll call him.
Why?
He'll be here tomorrow, I think. I told him Dave was very angry. He wasn't here last
Wednesday. Wasn't angry. I was kind of disappointed.
Play it up. You're very angry.
Furious. How dare he not be here? All right. 1-800-919-3776. This idea. Now, I think the Jets will be good, but this idea that they're going to be, you know, Miami's good.
And
Miami has gotten better than what you saw. If Tua can be healthy, it's I think a terrifying team.
It's a good offense.
All right. Buffalo, this idea that, and we had a couple callers yesterday, Buffalo taking steps back and they're not as good, and Josh Allen, we're going to run past them. I don't know. Just this idea that the Jets are going to go out there and handily win this division, I think is silly to do. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, what makes you believe? I mean, there's a lot of people that believe that Josh Allen missed Brian Daboll and didn't have, maybe took a step back with the turnovers and everything else.
I think he clearly did.
Okay, well, how many games did they win?
12?
No, 13.
13, okay. And they didn't play one. So they were 13-3?
13-3.
Right.
So, I mean, that's in a season where you think Josh Allen took a step back. Is he going to take another step back?
Or I would think he'd probably take a step forward.
Well, from everything you've heard, he realizes that last year wasn't good enough, and he's dedicated himself now this offseason to make sure he's better. So, I mean, they added Leonard Floyd. They're going to have, I mean, the pass rush.
Remember, they didn't have Von Miller at the end of last season.
They didn't have Von Miller, which was a big problem for them. I think they understand that they have to find a way to at least commit to some sort of a run game. To take something, when you got the GM calling from upstairs to on the field and telling Josh Allen to quit it because he's putting himself in harm's way, wouldn't you sit back in a meeting with Sean McDermott and be like, hey, listen, we got one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but he's taking too many chances here. Let's run the football a little bit. He can't be Superman every single game.
Right. Right. I mean, and again, I think the Jets are going to be good, very good, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets won this division, but this, to me, is a three-team race. I think Miami is an excellent. I think McDaniel's a good coach. I think Tua is a good quarterback.
Instead of Jalen Ramsey,
the health of Tua, is it a big concern?
Questionable.
Huge concern. But do I think that Miami, if they're healthy, and again, everything is predicated on health with every team, is a team that contends with you for the division? Absolutely. And like you mentioned, Buffalo, they took a step back and they went 13-3 last year.
Yeah, but I think part of this though has to be because the time frame. Where you're putting so much emphasis on, you know, winning the division, making a run to the Super Bowl, because you just don't know how long it's going to last. Like, Josh Allen's not going anywhere If Tua stays healthy, he's not going anywhere. Joe Burrow's not going anywhere. Lamar Jackson just got a mega deal. He's not going anywhere. Like, Aaron Rodgers could be here just this year, and he's having fun and he's enjoying himself, but right. You don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, this guy who went into darkness and was 90% retired to all of a sudden now being rejuvenated and he's, you know, excited to go to work every day. So you don't know how long it's going to last.
And I think you should be excited. I 100% think that you should be excited. All I'm saying is just don't jump from point A to point B so quickly. Like, take everything with a grain of salt. Be excited. You should be excited.
You should be excited. And you just also, like, listen, I mean, the first 6 weeks are going to be tough. We all understand that. Or you should understand that. So if it's a 3-3 start headed into the bye where they can kind of take a step back and try to see what's working and what's not and then move from there. Would you love to win the division? Abso-freaking-lutely, you'd love to win the division. But make the playoffs, be playing your best football at the end of the season, and then you see what happens. Because, we went through it. There are 10 really good quarterbacks in the AFC, and there's only 7 teams that make the playoffs. So three really good quarterbacks aren't going to be in the playoffs.
Yes. So, all right, we're 3 months prior. Oh, by the way.
See who the Jets are going to get?
No, who are they going to get?
You haven't heard that?
No.
Dalvin Cook wants to be a Jet.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Real nice.
A Cook-Breece Hall 1-2 combination?
With Izzy, too, who I've heard has looked great.
The kid from Pitt.
Looked great.
That's the last name you can't really say.
Yeah, you can, but it would take a second.
It's a work in progress. Yeah, it's not easy. Really? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I had something that a buddy of mine sent me a text on, and I was wary whether I'd bring it to your attention, but I think I have to. He said, you do not need the monthly package for YouTube TV.
Yeah, we got bamboozled.
He bought it last night, full season, $349. Yeah. That's it.
Well, I did the $349 plus the base package.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
You spent an extra $900.
In theory.
No, not in theory.
Well, I haven't done yet. I can change it probably, no?
I
want to cancel the base package. I don't want it.
Okay. You just want the NFL.
That's it.
And RJ comes in here. He's like, I spent $349.
Well, because he's like, he actually took the time. I was kind of in a rush, like, let's get this thing done. Right. I didn't go to like all the different, he was talking about how it's spiders to this and all, like I don't understand that.
He's a professional.
Right.
How much would you go up to spending? If I told you it was $2,500 for the entire season.
I would probably spend it. I mean, it's a work expense too. We got to watch it.
Right.
Can't not watch it.
$2,500.
I can't be one of these people too that just watches the Red Zone. I need to be ensconced
in the
game.
I don't even watch the Red Zone.
I don't. I'll have it on the one TV just because I don't have, like, on the cable.
Right.
Like, in between, like, commercials, I'll go to Red Zone just because I can't get the other games.
I am very, very nervous about two things. First thing, because I'm going to put either the Jets or Giants, whoever's playing, on the main television.
Main table.
And that's going to be probably a cable product.
Hmm.
Then everything else is going to be a YouTube TV product. The local game is going to be probably 60 full seconds ahead of all the side games. You know when you have the ticker go by?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to see the ticker with the score and not have had that happen yet in these other games.
You have to live with it. There's nothing you can do.
And secondly, you can't sit there with your apps open watching your fantasy scores anymore.
No, the good people at Sharp had, I mean, those stats are boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. But the game's going to be so far behind, I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
I'm a little anxious about the whole thing.
No, I hate it, but
this is the world that we live in. Yeah, let's go to Yov, who I've missed. And
where's he been?
He's in Israel.
Yeah, but this is weeks. It was every day he was calling. Now it's weeks.
Well, let's find out. Yov, firstly, where have you been?
Yeah, actually, guys, I've been promoted and I moved from the radio to the TV.
Oh,
so I can. Yeah, so I kind of need to work a little bit more harder. So I have less time to call you in. But don't you be worried, guys. That's you should know. I always listen and I always catch up to the podcast and I always get my 4 hours of the Patreon and all back.
Well, that's very nice. And you know what? From the bottom of our hearts, we're sincerely pleased that you got a good promotion. So good for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Dave, I got to be honest in a few minutes. It's kind of a loser mentality that you have with the Giants right now. Because we got better, Dave. Let's face it. And we
play
the quarterback. So we kind of feel this is our quarterback and we can win a Super Bowl with him if we add a little bit more talent. I'm not saying this year, but it feels like Shane and they both feel like Jones can win a Super Bowl eventually. So how can you say you're not making the postseason this year and taking a step back, it's going to be a success year. I just don't understand.
Can I see how it plays out, though, please? I mean, you don't think this team could go 9-8, be a better team, and not get in, and you couldn't say, you know what, they're okay and they're moving in the right direction? No? It all is predicated on whether or not you get into the postseason?
Yes, because I think the NFC is not very good this year. Like, outside of Dallas, San Francisco, and Philly, like, who you got? I mean, I know
Seattle will be good. Seattle's
good.
Seattle will be good.
Detroit is good. Bears will be better.
Yes, Detroit is coming, right? You're right. The Bears. You got a few good teams, but, I mean, the chance should be right up there. I mean, and if you're going 9-8, I think you be in the postseason. And yes, Dave, the bottom line, it's a sport. And we live by the results that we make. And the result is we made the postseason last season, and we won a postseason game. So we need to win this to make the postseason.
So what does that mean? If the Giants don't now go to the NFC Championship game, they haven't succeeded?
No.
So then explain to me, Mr. TV Man, what needs to happen for the Giants this season, in your mind, for it to be a success?
Make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs. Okay. I don't care if it's happened in the last week. I don't care if you win the division. Obviously, I agree. I would be a lot more happier if you win the division, but the bottom line, you need to make it into the playoff. You need to be in the A team that makes it the playoff this year. That's the bottom line. I don't care how. I don't care what your record is. What your record will be. I need to be in the playoff again. Okay. I can't be taking step backwards.
Okay, listen. I understand. I don't think it's a crazy take.
I think it's easy now. Like I said last week, it's easy now to say that. You're a more talented team, but you could take. You know, you could have. You know, because your schedule's more difficult, 9 wins and not make the playoffs and feel good about it. I think today is easy to say that. I think it's not going to be as easy at the end of the season.
Well, can I see how it plays out?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're telling me you just paid your quarterback a boatload of money, you added talent in the wide receiver room, you added a legit tight end when healthy is...
Your secondary is much better.
Right. So, I mean, you should be, like, maybe you're not in as many one-score games.
Maybe you're not. Maybe you're right. Listen, I'd be happy to be wrong. I'm just saying I'm aware that that could happen to the Giants this year. I'm aware. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack did he?
That is the question.
All right. And the question is brought to you by...
Sharp Hat.
That's right.
Did you see they have new sweatshirts?
I saw there's a freshly opened box of new swag.
Do you think they'll send me one? Because it's gray, and that's kind of my favorite kind of sweatshirt. The soft, buttery gray sweatshirt. I'd love that.
They used your phrase on Twitter, I saw. Soft, buttery shipment.
That's what I saw. Just by using that phrase, I think they...
I called them buttery.
No. Oh. No. RJ.
Have him call in. I know he's listening.
RJ.
I said buttery.
RJ, you were in the meeting sitting there like a fly on the wall. Who said soft buttery?
I thought it was Dave.
It was Dave.
When was the last time you heard him say buttery?
It's in my vernacular.
No, it's not.
Buttery.
No.
Well, I remember him doing this strange thing where he like rubbed it against his face. I feel like I remember seeing that.
Really?
Yeah. It's very sexual, too. And I was the one that turned him off.
The woman.
I think it's clear.
She shook her head in disgust at what you. RJ, did she shake her head in just disgust at the way he was acting?
Now, so I thought that. I thought that. However, same person at the tailgate. I think she's on board. I've changed my opinion.
I hugged her. Hello. I hugged her. Full body hug.
That's nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with you. I just don't think I've ever heard you say buttery.
It's in my vernacular. In fact,
thank you, lying to my face right now.
Sunday, I went to the bagel store. I said, listen, can I have a toasted sesame buttery, please? They're like, sure.
No, that's a term I would use, like I use when you're like describing someone that has really
good... It does sound like you, but I do believe I said
it. Has really good hands. Got buttery mitts.
Buttery hands. Spirally.
Not spirally, buttery.
Yeah. Spirally, you want that one too?
No, that's you.
That's me?
That's you, buddy.
All right, RJ, please.
Interesting.
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Interesting. So, we were talking just now, some Jets. If you remember back a couple of weeks ago, Robert Saleh says the Jets are one of, I think he capped it at 6 to 8 teams that are in the Super Bowl bubble. So, I ask you, I've come up with a couple of other ones, that I ask you to cuddle, marry, trash, how valid they are to be in the Super Bowl bubble.
So these are kind of outside-looking-in teams then?
They're right on the fence. I'm going to include the Jets in that. So maybe these are teams in that like 5 to 10 range. And I want you to cuddle, marry, trash, marrying the one you're most confident in, that perhaps is most viable as a Super Bowl contender. So the Jets are one. Raymond's Dallas Cowboys are another. And the always leave you wanting more LA Chargers.
Oof. All right, I'll start. I just can't. Every year they're disappointing. I will trash the Chargers. Until I see otherwise. I was last off of the Patriots bandwagon. I will be the last one on the Chargers bandwagon. Every single year, they find a way to shock and awe
they
do.
I still don't believe that they lost that playoff game.
They were up by 30-something points.
I don't know, 37. I think 27.
27-0?
He threw four interceptions in the first half of the game.
Yeah, and then they decided, you know what, guys, let's go out there second half and throw the ball. Let's throw the ball. It's not like we have Austin Eckler on our team. I will trash the Chargers. I will cuddle. The Cowboys. Raymond, I think your team is good, and I am scared of them. Really, I think that defense is very good. I think offensively they're solid. Pollard is excellent. Gilmore on defense. And I will marry your New York Jets as the realest Super Bowl threat of that trio.
They're up 27-0 in that game.
Pathetic.
They lost 31-30.
Pathetic.
Ugh. It's not a fair question for me because I'm not going to be able to help myself here.
No, I think it's fair. You can be honest about it.
I don't want to do that to Raymond. I feel bad doing that to Raymond.
Do what you need to do. Ray can live with the byproduct.
I don't trust the Chargers either. I'll be interested to see what Kellen Moore does with the offense, though.
Ray, you're the Cowboys guy. You think Kellen Moore, I don't want to say fixes because the offense is good, kind of fine-tunes the offense?
I think that offense is going to score points. They're going to look really good at certain times, and there's going to be times where Chargers fans, I don't know how many of them are out there, but will be pulling their hair out with some of the things that he calls.
You were doing a little Romeo there, weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I was distracted.
So sexy when you do stuff like that. All right, I'm going to marry the Jets. That's an easy one for me. I think I have to do the same thing Dave did. I think it's going to be easier in the NFC. It's not nearly as good as the AFC, so I'll cuddle Dallas. Aww. And I'll trash the Chargers.
Right,
Dave did
trash.
That with Justin. Justin Herbert's so
understand.
Good, though.
I understand. But look at the track record.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
2 years ago, all they needed was a tie. and the Raiders were playing for a tie. And then they're like, no.
Unbelievable.
Now you're going to come after us. Now we're going to beat you.
Curious. Unrelated to CMT.
It's pronounced Kyrios.
No, it's not.
We're really doing this now?
He's not playing in the open.
Nick's not out there. Oh. Who has a better year, statistically? Rodgers or Herbert?
Herbert.
Wow. And he's in the trash can for both of you.
Well, just that's... Team-wide.
Well, because I'm not a surface guy. I like to take everything into account.
Yeah, I mean defensively, the Jets are the better team.
Strength
but as
of
far
conference,
as
strength
statistically,
of division.
Jets offense might be better, but statistically, Herbert's going to throw the ball a ton.
I like that, deep thinkers. So,
what he does
today? Not at all. Today, if you're uninitiated into what's going on, YouTube TV discount $100.
You see what we do for our people?
This is an important thing.
You did nothing for me.
because you signed up extra. He signs up for the gold package.
Make sure you're clear about this.
You are the prime example of what YouTube was hoping for when they did this.
Yeah,
like, suckers.
Steve, I got you. Yeah.
We got one.
CassieandRick.com. We got one.
Wait, it's not crazy, though. It's not crazy that you might just want to cycle over to YouTube TV, like that's your way of watching.
Anyway, well, if that's your outlet of how you're going to watch television, there's nothing wrong with what he did.
No, not at all. I know numerous people, and
but that's
like
not the case.
Yeah, Rick did it by accident.
And I screwed up.
So, as far as the downside, though, I want you to cuddle, marry, trash, marrying your biggest concern about Dave. You've really made a meal of what you believe is going to be a litany of problems.
I'm concerned.
I want you to cuddle, marry, trash the both of you. Your biggest concern moving to YouTube TV for your football intake.
Okay.
Is it not being able to watch enough games at once? Is it the streaming outright cutting out? Or is it the rumored 60-second delay of which you will be watching every game?
Well, I don't think that's a rumor.
I'll go first. I'm marrying the delay. I don't like the delay. I'm going to cuddle the streaming. Aww. And I'm gonna trash the games.
See, I'm very concerned about outright when you get kind of the wheel of death and you lose your stream. I don't know what would happen.
Didn't that just happen recently with like an NBA playoff game? There's like a minute left and it started just showing a commercial for like the Little Mermaid over and over and over and
over.
It was a
playoff game that I think
Miami was involved.
Who had it? Yeah.
What service was it, though?
YouTube TV.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Yeah, remember?
I'd go on a rampage.
We made a whole joke of it. You know, 4th and 10, like, end of game.
He drops back, rolls right, man open, he heaves it down, and then Little Mermaid comes on.
And then you
right.
get the alert on your phone, like, 4th and 10, complete touchdown, like, and you just never see it. Oh. Anyway, Dave.
Unforgivable if that happens.
All right. Not being able to watch enough games, that's the one thing I'm not worried about. I'm going to have the TV set up and they'll have all the games, so I'm not remotely concerned about that one. You can throw that one right away. The delay upsets me. It upsets me greatly, but I think I'll be able to work around by just not sitting there watching, you know, the computer nonstop as I watch the games. So I'll cuddle that one. The game's cutting out, that's a concern. Because so help me God, if we're in the middle of like huge games and all of a sudden it goes to fades out or you see the color bars or something like that, I'll have a nervous breakdown. That's my biggest concern.
But isn't that something that they would, have ironed out?
They didn't have it ironed out for the NBA.
Well,
this
is a big deal, the amount of money that they're spending on this package.
The fact that it's the first year, that's really concerning.
I'm very concerned about that. Ray, did you get your YouTube TV
package yet?
I'm in.
Wow.
You did it.
Not the one with YouTube TV. I did the $350.
Right. So. You didn't get the gold package of $72 a month.
No.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I'm that guy.
I will marry the games cutting out.
Maybe you'll love YouTube TV. Maybe this will be a start.
I don't want it. Well, nothing to do with it.
Well, you have it.
He's not going to
consider
it.
Listen, when you consider how much cable is, it's fine. But not doing it.
What does $72
right
get you a month? Being serious.
I don't know. I'd have to look at the channels.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of channels.
You get like HBOs and all that?
No, HBO is a whole different animal.
No. I think they're limited in live sports also. Like outside of NFL.
Sounds like a great
NFL
deal. No live sports and no movie channels.
You're a bad guy.
What do you get? MSNBC?
Melbourne? I didn't do it. My wife did it. I'm sure what the entire goal package is.
Maybe she wants YouTube TV.
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, doesn't. I know she doesn't.
No, maybe this is her way of a sign
for help.
No,
you can't do it because you have to sign in and everything else. This happened to us yesterday.
What do you mean?
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
We just signed in through, you make your account through Gmail.
I did, yeah. I didn't. She did, yeah.
Well, I got to have an email that I'm going to send them?
Yeah, to sign in. Don't do it.
Oh, God.
Just Google what channel you get.
We're not doing well here.
We are tech savvy.
This is no issue for you. You're like 30 years old. For me, I'm 50. This is a big deal. Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to had the rabbit ears. I used to have to go up to the TV and physically turn the channel.
You slammed the TV until it worked.
You're not that old. You almost make a choice to trend that way.
So I was, this is funny. I was not allowed to watch television after school. I was supposed to do my homework right away. And if my mom was not home, and of course, what did I do every day? I came home from school and I watched TV. And then the second I heard the garage door open, I flipped it off. I ran into my room and I pretended I was doing homework, right? I remember my mother would come in from the car and go over to the television and put her hand on top of it.
To see if it was hot.
To feel if it was hot
or
not. Yeah.
So you got caught every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
She'd be like, but then I got smarter. I put a cool towel on top of the TV.
Genius.
This is quite the chess match.
But I kept like the vent open where it needed to breathe, and I put the cool towel. She would come home and put her hand on, be like, oh,
remember
cool,
those,
okay.
Remember those Budweiser commercials, Real Men of Genius? Dave Rothenberg.
It's Dave.
By the way, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN WEPN FM, New York.
That's like Belichick and McVay.
Oh, well, back and forth.
Just trading salvos.
Not in the Super Bowl, though.
No, that was
some game.
13-3.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one.
So we're beyond Memorial Day in baseball, and that's where all the people that cover the sport tell me that I take the standings a little more serious. So we're going to do that here. Cuddle, marry, trash. We're going to take out the Rays. We're going to assume they're for real.
Tennis Channel is back on YouTube TV, by the way.
Great.
Yep.
Awesome. Can't wait. So we're going to take out the Rays because we assume they're for real. And Houston, obviously, the defending
team. Give us the teams you're giving us, please. Not the teams you're not.
So, cuddle, marry, trash, these American League teams you would take for the rest of the year as a title contender.
So, best chances to win the World Series. Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Yankees, the Orioles, who are one win ahead of the Yankees, or the Rangers, who are three up in the win column on the Yankees.
All right. I will. Where do you want me to start? Marrying or trashing?
I guess that's up to you.
Okay. I will trash the Baltimore Orioles. They're a nice team. They're a good story. I don't think they have the pitching, and they're so young. I think at some point, probably sooner rather than later, they fade back into reality. I will cuddle the Texas Rangers. I think they're good. You see, DeGrom just got moved to the 60-day IL. Good team. Evaldi's having a great year. Martin Perez, but a lot of hitting, a lot of offense, and I like them. I think they'll get in. I picked them to get in before the season, so I will cuddle Texas, and I will marry the Yankees. I think the Yankees, by far, of those three teams, are the best of the bunch, and I think they have a real chance this season. I like what they've done, and if they're healthy, I give them a real chance when we get to October.
I'll save us some time. I agree across the board.
So, you know how we spent a lot of time talking about, like, run differential for the Rays early on? Like, they had
the Texas Rangers run differential is ridiculous.
What was it, like, 150?
They are plus 153. The run differential for the 43-19 Rays is plus 125.
They've scored 380 runs.
He's farting. I mean, I don't know what more do they, like, he's outwardly
not,
farting.
Not hand farting.
No. Anal farting. No, he's actually fully. No, I want to establish that's what he's doing. And what am I supposed to do in here? I'm a prisoner for the next 20 something minutes, and he's sitting here. And he could have easily let it creep out so it didn't make the noise. He made sure to pass it to the extent that it made a full loud noise.
Farts are so funny.
Great. So now I'm trapped in here.
So right now, Dave,
take a deep breath.
A little Dutch oven.
That's Dave's reality right now.
That's right. But that's not hand farting. He's really actually farting.
I didn't expect that exit velo.
So you tried to let it creep?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Then that's okay.
You want to go to the bathroom?
You were trying for silent but deadly. You just got deadly.
Oh, God.
You want to go check things out?
It was like an Aaron Judge shot.
All righty. And finally, before Rick's Tuesday DF.
Before he passes more gas.
So This is a tough question, admittedly. Tough question.
How are you going to take a shot at me here with this one?
I'm not.
Because that's how it always ends.
No. Okay. I'm not. So earlier, and this has been mentioned for literally years, the best pound for pound I've heard, the best overall, the most versatile host at the station. So we're going to take three of the, what we call here in the business, drivers. People that get us in and out of content, control the direction of the show, the quarterback, if you will. Cuddle, marry, trash.
I'm an excellent driver.
These three drivers on our fine station. And this is going to cause some problems, I feel. Our own Dave Rothenberg. Alan Hahn, who you hear 12-3. I'm Barton Hahn.
I'm not playing this game, am I?
Oh, I think you should.
Okay.
You don't have to, but I think you should.
Okay.
Or one and only Michael Kay.
He should start, though, right?
Yeah, this is a no-brainer for me. I'm marrying long, illustrious
here.
Relationship with the Kaster.
You know what?
Like babies, the whole thing.
He doesn't believe this.
What do you mean I don't believe it?
Yeah, I don't think you believe it.
You think this is a work?
Yeah, I think that he's involved in the heat of the moment, yes.
No, there's no heat. It's love and lust, both.
Don was here earlier and said—
It's a lot of heat, it sounds
said,
like.
Dave is better.
You have that audio? I'd like to hear that again.
I will get it for you.
Thank you.
I make it his ringtone. Marion Kay, I'm going to cuddle, aggressively cuddle. I can't tell you what happens during the cuddle, but Dave Rothenberg
all day. I'll take that.
His soft body. Ugh.
Buttery hands.
Delicious. And then
I am hot.
Because you're making me, I would have to trash my original partner.
Who's making you do anything?
Well, it's like it's cuddle, marry, trash. I cannot.
We're not making you. You're choosing to trash Alan Hahn. You're choosing to trash him.
Do you want
to
go in the garbage?
Do you want to go in the garbage?
No. You want me to go?
No.
It's my turn.
I want you to play the game, yeah.
Yeah, I'll marry me. I mean, I think of the three of us, clearly I would be the answer.
This is interesting.
Are we looking longevity?
Oh, here we go.
No.
Here and now.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate.
Yeah, this is not your cheat meal from yesterday with the 15 Whoppers and
you haven't had
apple
in 12
pies.
He's been doing this forever. I think he's very talented. He's not at my level, but he's good, and that's okay. And then Han is much newer and still working out some of the kinks. He's good, and he'll get better, and he's got a long runway ahead of him, but right now...
You think he's just eons apart from you?
I don't know that I would say eons. I think there's a gap. I would say he's the third of three, and I like Alan. I think he's very talented. But yeah, of those three, he's, you know, he falls a little short.
Wow.
Where would you rank yourself countrywide?
I don't know everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Top three.
Then the ego in this guy.
What do you mean?
I like that. It's amazing. I like that.
Listen, he's consistent.
I'm good. What do you want me to tell you? I don't do a lot well. I'm a good talk show host, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cuddled you. You're great.
There you go.
That's to any and all challengers.
RJ, I'd like you to do this.
This is unfortunate for you, RJ.
I can play the game, RJ.
Play and Raymond, you're next, so get thinking.
I will marry Dave.
Okay.
I think you're gifted. And I think that, listen, I think this is your way to impact the business. Michael, whom I will cuddle, I think is also excellent.
Very talented.
Listen, if this were to not be here, he's very successful at a whole nother thing. And then I will, as you said, politely place Alan in the receptacle area, who Alan also... tremendous at another job. I think, Dave, the fact that this is your baby.
I give everything I have to this one job. These other guys, they have side pieces.
I think that they're just... Listen, you talk overall skill. Most versatile across platforms. Alan, that might be Alan.
I think so.
The man is, no offense, the most handsome of the three of you. And you can place him on TV. He can do gay. He was doing Raymond's Knicks broadcasts. He's on Get Up, doing everything. But for this instance... in the receptacle area.
Okay. And lastly, Raymond?
Oh, you want my opinion on this?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think RJ was all over it. I think I love Alan Hahn. He did a great job on the Knicks broadcast. He does a great job on television. He's on Get Up like every day now.
So you see what they're doing? By trashing Hahn, they need to make sure that they speak highly of him for like 30 to 40
seconds. I'm speaking highly of everybody.
Okay. Here,
so politely in the receptacle as it goes. Cuddle Michael K. for the same reasons. Again, if he didn't do this for a living, he'd still be fantastic and well known as the voice of the New York Yankees. And he's got a long time to continue doing that and be very successful at it. So,
what does that mean, Ray?
That means that we'll marry Dave Rothenberg, who's fully dedicated to this. Is he though?
Yeah,
he's watching
really?
Tennis.
He's watching tennis. And did he do the real colleges last night?
I
thought one of those schools could have gone out of business from last night to today. I wanted to make sure I was very buttoned up this morning.
Right. For all his flaws.
Yeah, he's farting.
What type of farting?
Anal farting.
Yes.
So he
got to marry Dave Rothenberg.
You know what Ray just did? With all the chances that he could have, this is... prime among them to get back at you for all the mean things
you
said.
But see, what you don't know is, and you're right, it would have been a glorious opportunity to do that.
Yes, but would it have been the glorious opportunity?
But he takes this very seriously, and even if you asked him, who do you like the least, it might have been me. But when you ask him a question, which needs a definitive answer about who's the best host, he's going to take it seriously and answer what he truly believes.
And he did that.
Yes,
that
he
is
did.
Cuddlemeyer Trash, brought to you by Sharp Hat Game Changing Custom Software.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.